भगवते वासुदेवाय भगवते वासु ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायण नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत्सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके हरे कृष्ण आई वॉन्ट टू वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू टू दिस मॉर्निंग भागवतम क्लास and we are in the 10th canto, so it's a very confidential pastimes. Chapter 12, the killing of demon Aghasura, text 35, 36 and 37, and we will recite text 37.
एतत् कौमारजं कर्म हरेरात्महि मोक्षणम् मृत्योपोगण्डके बालम् दृष्ट्वोजुर्विस्मितां व्रजे एतत् कौमारजं कर्म हरेर आत्मा हि मोक्षणम् मृत्योपोगण्डके बाल दृष्ट्वो चुर्विस्मितां व्रजे एतत् कौमारजं कर्म हरेर आत्मा हि मोक्षणम् मृत्योपोगण्डके बाल दृष्ट्वो शुर्विस्मितां व्रजे एतत् कौमारजं कर्म हरेरात्मा हि मोक्षणम् मृत्योपोगण्डके बाल दृष्ट्वो चुर्विस्मिता व्रजे एतत् कौमारजं कर्म हरेरात्मा हि मोक्षणम् मृत्योपोगण्डके बाल दृष्ट्वो चुर्विस्मितां व्रजे एतत् कौमारजं कर्म हरेरात्मा हि मोक्षण मृत्यो पौगंड के बाल दृष्टो छुर्विस्मिता व्रजे।
माताजी
एतत् कौमारजं कर्म हरेरात्मा हि मोक्षण मृत्यो पौगंड के बाल दस्वो चुर्विस्मिता व्रजे। एतत् कौमारजं कर्म हरेरात्मा हि मोक्षण मृत्यो पौगंड के बाला दृष्टो चुर्विस्मिता व्रजे।
दिस इंसिडेंट ऑफ डिलीवरिंग बोथ अगासुरा एंड कृष्णा एसोसिएट्स फ्रॉम डेथ।
कौमारजम कर्म performed during their Kaumara age, the age of 5 years. Hare, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Atma, the devotees are the Lord's heart and soul. Ahi Mokshanam, their deliverance and the deliverance of the python. Mrityo, from the path of repeated birth and death. Paugandake, at the age of Pauganda, beginning with the 6th year, 1 year later. Bala, all the boys, Drishtva Uchu, disclose the fact after 1 year. Vismitaha, as if it happened on the that very day. Vraje, in Vrindavan. Translations and purports by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, I will read the translation and purports of text 35, 36 and 37. Text 35. When Lord Brahma heard the wonderful ceremony going on near his planet, accompanied by music and songs and sounds of jai, jai, he immediately came down to see the function. Upon seeing so much glorification of Lord Krishna, he was completely astonished. Purport, small purport. Here, the word anti means near, indicating that even in the higher planetary systems near Brahma Loka, like Mahar Loka, Jana Loka, and Tap Loka, the festival of glorification of Lord Krishna was going on. Text 36. O King Parikshit, when the python-shaped body of Agasura dried up into merely a big skin, it became a wonderful place for inhabitants of Vrindavana to visit. And it remained so for a long, long time. Text 37. This incident of Krishna saving himself and his associates from death and of giving deliverance to Agasura, who had assumed the form of a python, took place when Krishna was 5 years old. It was disclosed in Vrajabhumi after 1 year as if it had taken place on that very day. Purport, The word mokshanam means liberation. For the associates of Krishna and for Krishna himself, there is no question about liberation. They are already liberated, being in the spiritual world. In the material world, there are birth, old age, disease, and death. But in the spiritual world, there are no such things, because everything is eternal. As for the python, however, by the association of Krishna and his devotees, Aghasura also achieved the same facility of eternal life. Therefore, as indicated here by the word Atmahi Mokshanam, if the python Aghasura could receive eternal association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, what is to be said of those who are already associates of the Lord? Sakam Vrajahura Krita Punya Punja. Bhagavatam 10.12.11. Here is a proof that God is good for everyone. Even when he kills someone, the one who is killed attains liberation. What then is said to be of those who are already in the association of the Lord? Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunjitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. So we are in Canto 10, and in Canto 10 there are about 90 chapters, and out of those about 50 are regarding the Bal Leela, Pauganda Leela, Kaumarya Leela, and then after 50, about 40 chapters are dedicated towards the Dwarka Leela. So this is very important chapter, Samam Bonam, the face of Krishna, the topmost rasa, the topmost leela, and it is very important that we understand these leelas as it is tatvatah. And I just wanted to request everyone, because this material world is a tough place, janma mrityu jara vyadhi, we are all suffering from this material existence, but one decision or one good thing that we did, that we joined ISKCON, that we started the process of Hare Krishna movement, and besides that, the biggest thing is that we are here again and we are surviving. We are living. We are living the philosophy. And that's why I want to congratulate everyone. And I also want everyone to congratulate themselves by doing one big exercise. Raise your right hand and put in your back and tap it 3 times. Good job, man. Good job, man. Good job, you did. You did it. You are the best. One of the best. Because we understand. Here, Lord Brahma is bewildered. And one time in our temple in Boise, Idaho, USA, devotees in the evening program after Aarti, they decided to chant more. And Ganpati Swami Maharaj was visiting from Denver, and he went for his quarter, went for other things, and the devotees started dancing and chanting a big loud kirtan, and everyone just like a mad. And Ganpati Swami came back out of his room and opened the door slowly and said, "Wow, man, that's the thing." And he started dancing with us. So the point is, devotees, Brahma is a devotee, of course, no doubt about it. Tene Hirde Brahma Adi Kavye, he is the first learned living entity of this material universe. And he lives in his own abode, Satya Loka, Brahma Loka, topmost material planet. But at the time of dissolution, that planet is not dissolved. So Brahma, when he heard this huge chanting going on and devotees are dancing, why they are dancing, why they are chanting, why they are jubilant? Because they saw the killing of Aghasura. And Aghasura, huge python demon, and he was there opening his big mouth. His upper lip was touching the sky, 7 miles long. It's amazing. Nothing is less than impossible or amazing in Krishna Leela. Whatever he did, whatever Leelas happened, they are all transcendental. They are all very important, all very relishing. Like, look, Krishna is but a thief. And what he did is that, I'm not alone. I'm not the only thief. Brahma is also thief. He took away all the coward boys and calves. So he included him in his party also. I'm thief, you are also thief, come here. So that is what Krishna does. And here the liberation point came. 5 types of liberation, everyone knows. Salokya, go to the same planet of Krishna. Sarupya, get the same features and color and everything, same type of body. Salokya, Sarupya, Samipya, being with Krishna. And Sarasti, get the same opulence as Krishna. And then Sayujya, the lowest one. Sayujya means merging into the body of Krishna. It's not very good. It's not considered very good because there is no ananda. Love and enjoyment means two. You cannot have love and enjoyment unless you are the two, Krishna and you. Simple thing. Krishna and you. That's why the whole rasa begins. So 5 types of liberations. And other thing that Brahma here says, that celebration performed by the demigods in the upper planetary system. The demigods were very happy because whenever there is a demon killed by Krishna, they are always jubilant because these demons cause problems to the devotees. And Pralamba, this Aghasura, was sent by Kansa to kill Krishna. But this is Leela. And Krishna entered, all the coward boys, they entered into the mouth of Aghasura, and Krishna also entered. And because they saw Krishna is there, so they felt no problem. In our life, if we could become this much dependent, we have holy name. Long back, when terrorists attacked Twin Towers in New York, then next day we went on Harinam, and like it says, God is good. Here's the proof that God is good for everyone. So we were doing Harinam, and one person came very, he was very upset. Hey, where you guys have been? Have you looked at this big incident happened? What you guys are doing? I said, we are doing. We are doing Harinam, bringing you the happiness, bringing you the message that this place is not meant for a gentleman. He is the process of this age. Harir Nam, Harir Nam, Harir Nam, Eva Kevalam. Kalau Naste, Ve Naste, Ve Naste, Ve Gatiranyatha. Very important verse. I always tell it to my students of Bhagavad Gita. Like in Islamic culture, if you say triple talaq, talaq word 3 times, you mean it and you get divorce. Of course, afterwards the proceedings are there, but 3 times saying something is very significant, and that is what it says in this Vradnadya Puran. Harir Nam, Harir Nam, Harir Nam. Holy names of the Lord, holy names of the Lord, holy names of the Lord. Only Kevalam. And Kalau, in Kali Yuga, there is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. So much emphasis. And what is the Harinam? In Kali Santarana Upanishad, it is mentioned Iti Shodasha Kamnama, 16 words mantra. Kali Kalamasha Nashanam. It can destroy all the bad vices of age of Kali. Nata Partara Upaye. There is no better remedy than this. Sarva Vedeshu Drishyate. After looking into the whole body of Vedic literature, I, Vyasdev, is declaring myself in Kali Santana Upanishad that there is no better way than this chanting of the 16-word mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is the single most important thing we can do in our life. Single most. Because in academia, I'm from academia. So in academia, they always say, hey, bring a difference in this world. Ya kuch karo, do something in this world. And you always say, before you do anything in the world, better you do something for yourself first. And what is the something? Lord Chaitanya said, Bharat Bhumi Janma Hoile Jar, Janma Sartak Kari Kar Parupkar. Those who have taken birth in Bharat Bhumi or in Krishna consciousness, of course, or those who are associated in Krishna consciousness, they should first purify their own existence. And then kara par upkar. Give this Krishna consciousness to others. If we don't do that, if we do not do that, then it will be lost from us. Right now, why in India we are losing? Because our generations who are coming now down the road, they are not being given our culture, our philosophy. They are lost. And when we are not able to propagate our Krishna consciousness, our culture, our philosophy, our Vedic culture to our next generation, then we are finished. That is why within ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada established Gurukulas, established form communities, self-dependent, established system that you can start with chanting Harinam Diksha, then Brahman Diksha. You can start coming to temple, taking prasadam, chanting Harinam, then you take saffron clothes as a brahmachari, then you move on. If you want to grahastha, become grahastha, then you can. This whole system is organized. Unless we organize, unless we do organize, that's why there's GBC, there's a whole system, BBT, these institutions are there. ISKCON Bureau, to make things systematic. Why ISKCON is spreading so much over the whole world? Why we are growing so fast? Why we have Prabhupada left one hand temple and devotees are pushing the movement forward and there are more than 650 temples and communities? And farm communities and restaurants, Govindas. Why is that? It's because we have an organized program. Like Britishers, they rule India. And there were so many small riyasats or kingdoms. They were ruled by the kings. There was no continuum. Like one king died, the kingdom was taken over by the Britishers. But the British, there was continuum. Queen after queen after queen, and this viceroy came, and this lord came, and this Macaulay came, and they ruled. That's how ISKCON is. We want to carry this movement for next remaining 9,500 years. It's no easy task. Mayapur Planetarium, when it was being planned or designed, devotees were not talking about making a temple, a simple temple of next 200 years. They were talking for next 9,500 years. No easy task. Because in the modern day, the concrete, because I'm a civil engineer, the concrete never doesn't last for more than 150 or 200 years. So what devotees did, they did whole research. Shishi Radha Shyam Sundar Lalita Vishakha Shishi Krishna Balaram Shishi Gaurnitai Ki Jai. So it was no easy task. And on the Indo-Gangetic plain, in the delta of Ganga, this temple was being built. It's all flooded always. All sand everywhere. How the foundation will be built? What type of concrete will be designed? It was a huge task. Because we are again organized. So there was a research group who made so many type of mixes, mixed so many type of aggregates. And finally, after so much research work, they came up that hematite should be mixed. Iron ore hematite should be taken as an aggregate. And that was mixed. That's how the temple was built. That's how it costed so much. Because we did not plan for next 100, 200 years. We are talking 9,500 years. And in this Kali Yuga, of course, because the Lord Chaitanya, he came in this Kali Yuga, the effect is that for 10,000 years, this holy name of Hare Krishna Mahamantra will be going on. That doesn't happen in every Kali Yuga also. Because in Brahma, it says, in Brahma's day, Sahasra Yuga Pariyantam Arhad Yad Brahmano Vidu. In Brahma's one day, Arhad, there's 1,000 Divya Yuga, Chatur Yuga cycle, 1,000. And because there are 14 Manus, so if we divide 1,000 by 14, it comes about 70. So there is 70 Chatur Yuga cycle in one Manu, under one Manu, and that's one day of Brahma. And that's why there's a pralaya, there's a bhutva pralayate. Bhagavad Gita says, we come again and again and die again and again. There's kind of four kinds of pralaya. Nitya pralaya. Nitya pralaya means we die every day. How is that? When we sleep, we are dead. Only super soul wakes up. We are as good as dead. So that's nitya pralaya. We die every day that way. When we take nap or when we take sleep in the night, we are like dead. So we die every day in that way. That's the nitya pralaya. Then the second one is naimithika pralaya, which is kalpa. 1,000 chaturyuga cycle of one day, that is one kalpa. One day of Brahma is one kalpa. And that's the pralaya after that. When Brahma, after the day, he goes to sleep. And then prakritika pralaya, that's another third one. So when Brahma dies after 100 years, after 3 point some trillion years, when Brahma dies, that's third type of pralaya. And then atyantika pralaya, fourth one. And that atyantika pralaya is when we get free from this cycle of birth and death and go back to Godhead. That's the best thing. Because all these pralayas, we are bhutva pralayate, we come again and again, take birth, die, take birth, die. This cycle is going on of birth and death. And when we break the cycle and go back to Godhead, that's the biggest thing. That's the last pralaya we face in our life. Finish. Done. Go back to God. Never take birth in this material world, which is temporary. So, Krishna's Leela, Vatsalya Leela, 0 to 5 years. And Pauganda, Friends, 5 to 10 years, 6 to 10 years. And then Madhuri after 10 years. When Krishna stayed in Vrindavan close to 10 years and 6 months, something like that. Then he went to Mathura and never returned. But of course, Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. Vrindavan Parityajya Pado Ekana Gacchati. Krishna never leaves Vrindavan, that's fact. He's always here. But for his Leela, he went out, made arrangement for killing so many demons. And these demons were no ordinary demons. We have just read about Agasura, Pralambasura, Putana, so many demons. And very extraordinary powers. Very extraordinary powers. Why? That's the only way that Krishna can do it. Otherwise, no ordinary man can kill them. They were causing disturbance. It was a huge problem. But then, and they had so many, many, many big vardans or boons or ashirvads from Brahma or Shiva. It was difficult to counteract for any ordinary person. Like one example we can give, like Meghnath, the son of Ravana. Anyone who could kill him must have not slept for 14 years. Can any human do it? Lakshmana, he stayed with Rama, he never slept for 14 years. So tough. And because they had these big boons, that's why what happened? They become proud, arrogant, always angry, always want to exhibit their prowess. So that was the problem. That was the problem with them. That they always become so arrogant. That's what power corrupts. It is no wonder that somebody can become powerful or somebody can become influential leader. But to stay on that platform is very difficult. Right now we are all devotees here. And devotees who are listening this class online or later on, the main thing is that we survive on this platform very hard sometimes because of our senses always causing us some push or some disturbance. There are offenses always. That's why we have to ask forgiveness every single day. It's impossible to live without offenses. We don't want to commit, but they happen knowingly or unknowingly. That is the only thing that we have to be careful. Otherwise, tattenukampa, susmikshamanu, munjan evatmakratam vipakam, hirdvagava purvir vidhan namaste, jive ti mukti padese daibhak. Srila Prabhupada said, you rise in the morning, chant your 16 rounds, follow four regulatory principles, and you will go back to Godhead. Koi atishyokti is not a big statement, simple Prabhupada said, simple thing. In between. Daibhak means your rightful claim. At the end, when you die, when you leave this body, this is your right that you go back to Godhead. Because you have earned it. How did you earn it? By serving the Vaishnavas, by doing seva, by taking blessings from the devotees, senior devotees. If they want to correct us, if they give us some correction, we should not feel offended. Why? Because if somebody is throwing gold coin on you, you feel hurt, for you are getting gold coin. Not a bad deal. Always helpful. Hurting, but gold coin. So if Vaishnavas, they say something which hurts, but good for us. Good for us. So we have to take this correction. We have to take this mercy. Mercy comes in the form of correction, believe it or not. And because we are so enamored with Maya, we don't take it as a mercy. We take it as something offense on us. Guru, temple presidents or senior devotees, GBC, parents, they are, this is the task they have to do. This is their job. Is their job description inherited in these positions? They have to chastise. One time, one Maharaj chastised his disciple. And I was there. And I practically saw there was no apparent fault of the disciple. And I was shocked that he was chastised. If I had been in his place, I would have left his home. That's my fallen situation. But when I saw him taking the chastisement without any fault, then I was very impressed. I was impressed. I saw that, wow, Guru can chastise. Devotees, senior devotees can chastise. Even no fault. And we have to go through it. We have to take it, honor it. Because when they do it, they take thousands of our janmas karma on them because of their power. They can do it. Not everyone can do it. Not everyone can chastise. Not everyone is authorized to chastise. We should not do it. Because when we correct somebody, we take his karma. It's important to understand. But for the sake of Srila Prabhupada, for his pleasure, to take his mercy, we are doing these tasks. We are serving under the guidance. Ekant ki harer bhakti utpataya kalpate. If I am doing on my own, I don't take any corrections, if I don't take any guidance, utpat, simply disturbance. Any society, anywhere, any organization. We have to understand the spirit of the organization, the spirit of Krishna consciousness, that we have to make sure the checks and balances are in place. We are not alone. We are not independent. That is why it is important. Similarly here, Brahma, he was, you know, many people got bewildered by Lord Krishna. Brahma, of course, here. Who else? Who else got bewildered by Krishna's majestic, you know, leelas? Who else? Brahma then? Who else got bewildered? Lord Shiva. Mother Yashoda, she is bewildered by Krishna. She is trying to bind Krishna and she is bewildered. My gosh, what is happening here? This rope is not getting enough ever. And Krishna is crying. She is Satanka Netram. So Mother Yashoda, Lord Shiva, Lord Balaram, big, big personalities are bewildered. Indra got bewildered. Who is this boy? He stopped my sacrifice. Let me see. Sanvartaka. Kill these people. We can also get bewildered. Who is this person to tell me? This is bewilderment. We have to take all these things in a very positive spirit. Why? Because we have to cross over this process of janmrityu jara vyadhi, pain of birth, old age, disease and death. We want to get out. Trapatya unmulanam, threefold misery. We want to get rid of all these things. Such a huge plan, such a big undertaking. And now I have started walking on this path. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare, Ram, 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 Hare. And now I have to climb the mountain. And on my way, I just walked 1 kilometer or 1 mile. And there was a stone and it hit my feet and I got hurt. I don't want to go. Prabhu, it just started. We have to go a long way to cross this birth and death. And now, you are just a small thing. And you are feeling hurt. And you don't want to pursue anymore. What is this? Such a childish. We have to determine ourselves that no matter what, I will never, never, ever leave lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, SCON, an association of devotees. Without association of devotees, we are finished. Yesterday I had a controversy in my office, and there was some argument, some fight going on. And one thing fixed everything in 5 minutes. And there were big arguments going on. Just what happened, one person said to me, "You are like my father." He acknowledged that, "You are my senior," or whatever. And immediately everyone melted down. "No, no, it's okay, it happens." Same way in the devotees community, we have to take everyone with us. We don't want to say anything which unnecessarily hurt other people. We don't want to say, because that's not nice. We want to speak something which is true. Satyam Buryat, Priya Buryat, Na Buryat, Satyam Apriyam. Always Satyam Buryat, always speak truth. Priya Buryat, always speak nicely. Nice words. Na Buryat, Satyam Apriyam. At the same time, any unpleasant truth we want to avoid. But, like I mentioned, some exemptions are there. Senior devotees, authorities, GBCs, they are there. They can sometimes say apriyam truth. We have to accept it in this spirit, because our goal is to take this movement for next 9,500 years. ISKCON is already on that path. We are growing always, despite of so many things. So here, going back to Godhead is the pralaya, atyantika, that we want to finish this existence of suffering, existence of sense gratification, existence of illusion. We want to finish this, and we want to go back to Godhead. So every morning we pray to the Lord, like Srila Prabhupada, he was praying in the evening, and devotees asked Prabhupada, "What did you pray?" Prabhupada said, "I prayed, Lord Krishna, please protect me from Maya." Mahabhagavat, Srila Prabhupada, pure devotee of the Lord, and he's praying, "Lord, please protect me from Maya. What you speak of us? We are always in Maya. Sometimes we get out of Maya. Occasionally." It is very significant that we take a vow, "I will not do anything which will hurt," because when I am putting this Kantimala, I was in New York last week, and I was with this Kantimala. Two devotees came from Saskarana, Jagdurani Mataji, and they are architects, they are working on Vancouver Temple, and they immediately started talking to me, "How are you, Prabhu? What's your name?" Because our behavior, because this Kantimala is just representing Srila Prabhupada, this ISKCON, everywhere we go. And our behavior should be our attitude, our looking, our style, sitting and rising, everything should be exemplary. Because we don't want to put Prabhupada down in any way, even in our dreams. That is the success. Vaishnavara Ichha Purna Hoye. Srila Prabhupada is best Vaishnava of our times. And we have to fulfill his desire. Prabhupada, you are so merciful. I was in San Jose maybe 15, 20 years back. And somehow one of my friend, he was connected to the Hindu temple there, and he took us to that. It was a big hall, and all the altar, there were so many god, demigods, okay. But then, at the end of the morning, Jai Jagdishare Aarti and everything, they brought poha in a bhigona. I'm not criticizing. I'm saying the enormity of ISKCON. Poha in a bowl, and one chamach they gave to everyone. That's prasad for the day. Thank you very much for coming. Go back to your homes. And in our Prabhupada's kitchen, Radharani's kitchen, insistent, non-stop. Can anyone think of the enormity of this kitchen? enormity of the temple management. People, thousands of people come, and we have to present them because they are guests of Krishna and we are servant here of Krishna. So our job is, Krishna, your guests are coming to see you, to honor you, to have your audience. I'm standing here. How can I help them? That's my job. My job, you know, these fallen people are coming and I'm so clean, nicely here with all tilak and everything. Foreign people. I don't want to think like that. It's a huge sin. They are Chaturvidha Bhajan. They are devotees of the Lord. They have different rasa, different mood, different timing. They are coming. I'm standing here maintaining this system. I'm servant. My job is to simply welcome them, facilitate them, and make sure that nobody is unhappy after coming here. Everyone is giving the best. That is our job as a devotee. Otherwise, like one time a devotee in Germany was sitting and Prabhupada came and there was a room and the fan and light were on. And Prabhupada said, you are no good sitting here seeing that the fan and light is going on. Could you switch it off? And devotee was just like, he was a German devotee and he felt like, man, he couldn't take this chastisement. So next morning, he packed up everything and devotees asked him to say goodbye to Srila Prabhupada at least before he leaves. And he went to Prabhupada and Prabhupada grabbed his hand in both hands and while crying he said, I'm sorry but I have to chastise you. I have to correct you. Please do not take any offense and don't leave ISKCON ever. And devotee didn't go. That should be our mood. That should be our mood to connect everyone, to pull back everyone. At the same time, we want to make sure that everything is running efficiently, systematically. Why? That's the biggest service. Because this temple is giving Krishna consciousness to millions of people. So I would stop here. If I have said anything wrong, or please correct me, any comments or questions, you're most welcome.
So we know the devotees are devotees and fingers of the devotee. So the devotees sometimes act sinfully, like Indra sometimes, to try to kill all the residents of Vrindavan, that's kind of like going and taking your power a little too far. And when they act sinfully, how does that affect their devotional service?
Oh, wow. Such a huge and wonderful question. Wonderful that when demigods, they are mishrit bhakta, they are mixed devotees, they have desires for sense gratification. At the same time, they are trying to serve Krishna and we are all little demigods. In that respect, we want to serve, but at the same time, we have some desires within us. And while pursuing those desires, sometimes we commit offenses and we commit some sins. And how is that fit into the system, like how?
Are they still considered devotees?
Yeah, definitely. Apichesu Duracharo. Prabhupada always like a Prabhupada gave examples. If you see Shyam Sundara smoking bidi by mistake or by previous thing, don't consider him that he has fallen, because he is a devotee. Accidentally fall downs may happen, but we should not take it seriously but deliberately, intentionally, we don't do any commit any sins. But like here, Indra, he did mistake. Brahma, he did mistake. But even immediately they apologized, they realized, and they, did everything to rectify the situation. That's what we as a devotee should do. We should never take it as a personal ego. We should immediately resolve the matter with the devotees. Because if we keep going with the unresolved things, it will destroy our consciousness. The ecstasy during chanting will be just taken away by Krishna right away. I am ecstatic, I am chanting. Like one time, I went to the temple in Boise, Idaho in the morning. It was Gaur Purnima, and with a great mood and everything. I will chant good rounds today. It's Gaur Purnima, 25 rounds. And Mataji came to me in the kitchen. Something happened on the stove and the whole ghee just blasted in the whole kitchen was covered in ghee because we were melting the butter. And somehow the upper layer was cold and the lower layer became hot. And the wall, everything. Mataji came, Prabhu, can you please clean? I took 6 paper towel rolls and started wiping and wiping and wiping and wiping and never ended. For that was chanting 25 rounds. I have a plan to chant 25 rounds. But I ended up just wiping the kitchen for 2 hours because devotees were going to come and start cooking. And that's what we saw. But that's necessary. Do it. This is important. Do it. This has been asked by the authority. Do it. Leave everything aside. Don't argue. So demigods, they are Mishra Bhakta. They have sometimes these issues, but they rectify. That's their beauty. They immediately realize, oh, that was my mistake. Even like a Prathu Maharaj, he was doing fire sacrifice and Indra was causing problem again and again and again and again, maybe 100 times, and every time some karma happened. But then when Krishna came and then he said, okay, Prathu, don't worry about 100 sacrifice because I know, I am, you know, I understand what was going on, and Indra is, you know, he doesn't understand things always because he always become afraid of his position. So just forget about it. Don't bade ho, you just... Prabhu did not say, Lord Krishna, you always take favor of Indra and you always, you know, put me down like this. No, no. Because Krishna is God, he is saying something, accept it. Get compromised. For Krishna, for Prabhupada, for ISKCON. We accept lower position. We don't put our ego front. So, thank you very much. A good question. Any other question or comment?
Hare Krishna Puriji, thank you very much for whatever class. I have some doubt or confusion, you kindly clarify me. Here, Lord Brahma is the first person of this universe, full of knowledge, and before creation, he also prayed to Lord that please give me your blessing, mercy, so that I will never be world again. Okay, but in this situation, we see that Lord Brahma is the bewilder. Okay. So my question is for this is for this Balma other kalpa pastime or this kalpa pastime?
Of course, everyone knows that there are so many Brahmas. Of course, there are many universes. But this was this particular Brahma who asked that I never get bewildered. But then he got bewildered, and then he got corrected again. So this is desire, power, leela, whatever we can say is of Krishna. That like one time. One devotee asked, like there are many philosophical questions. I took a class of introduction to philosophy and they have a couple of arguments. They put always that, can God make a stone which he cannot lift? Philosophy people, they put all kinds of these kind of arguments to make devotees feel like they are idiots or bewildered. But then Radha Maharaj, I was listening to his class and he said that devotees are asked like this, can Krishna make a stone which he cannot lift? So Maharaj said, I reply, he makes a stone and then lift it. So he makes, but he lifts. That's what Sarva Virudha Dharma Ashraya. Krishna is the shelter of all the opposing arguments. All the contradictions, they end up in Krishna. Brahma, you have my blessings, you are never bewildered. And then he got bewildered. And then he said, okay, you have my blessings, you never get bewildered. And then he got bewildered again. That's how we are. We are all like that. Of course, the bewilderment level will be smaller or bigger. But the thing is, the main point here is that we ask forgiveness. That is the key point. Bewilderment, becoming bewildered is a nature. But not asking forgiveness is ego. If we ask for, and of course we should try not to commit the same thing again and again. You know, do and then ask forgiveness, that's not fair. So we have to ask forgiveness. We have to tolerate. Important. Tolerate. Tranav dapi shuni chena. Very important. We have to tolerate. Every day we tolerate so much. So, very good question. Anyway. Welcome. Okay, so we can stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।